This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. In November, Michigan voters approved an amendment to the state constitution that puts an independent commission in charge of drawing the lines for congressional and state legislative districts. A new report, prepared by graduate students at Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School of International and Public Affairs, says the commission presents a great opportunity, but also a great challenge. Sam Wong is a professor of neuroscience and molecular biology, and also the founder of Princeton University's Gerrymandering Project. A longer version of the interview can be heard at WMUK.org, the WMUK app, and through WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. So let's begin with that great opportunity. What's the opportunity that's in front of Michigan with this new redistricting commission?
Well, the opportunity in Michigan is to undo some partisan gridlock and also to undo partisan offenses that have happened in the past. Redistricting in Michigan is contentious, and quite often the process has ended in deadlock or ended up in the courts. So with the passage of Proposal 2, 61% of Michiganders voted for a commission that would take the process out of the hands of legislators and put them into the hands of a citizen commission of Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters who don't affiliate with either major party. So it's a big chance to create a roundtable where everybody has a seat at the table, everybody can contribute to fair districting, and create a plan for both Congress and legislative seats that represent a wide range of interests. So it's a new page for Michigan.
And what are the biggest challenges that this commission is going to face?
The big challenge is that it's essentially starting a state agency from scratch.
Wong says the commission will have to hire experts and establish a relationship to trust each other, as well as seek public input.
And that's going to involve representing a lot of different communities in Michigan, and that's a big job. It's going to take a couple of years.
So they're not going to be experts on how you make congressional districts or state legislative districts, how you draw these maps. But if you were talking to someone who wanted to apply and said, you know, I think I'd like to do this, what sort of basic knowledge do you think someone should have, or what sort of things do you think that they should read up on before they become a member of this commission so they can serve the state well?
Well, I will say that the students here at Princeton University and I did a pretty thorough job, I think, in spelling out the kinds of things one might want to know. We looked into it. We studied Michigan's politics, geography, federal law. And so one place they could start if they wanted to get a taste of what they'd be in for would be to take a look at our report, which is at gerrymander.princeton.edu/Michigan.
Wong says there are no barriers to entry, so people don't need to have any special knowledge about how to draw legislative districts.
And so at some level, you don't have to be a nerd who knows how to draw maps in some geospatial computer program. What you need is to know your community, whether it be Kalamazoo or Lansing or Grand Rapids or Hamtramck or Detroit or the Upper Peninsula. You just need to be from a place in Michigan where you care about how you get represented.
At one point in the report, it says that if you have a state where Republicans won 53% of the statewide vote and they held 9 of the 13 congressional races, you ask, would the same outcome occur for Democrats if they won 53% of the statewide vote? And if not, then this hypothetical map would be said to be provide asymmetric opportunities to the two parties. Now, Michigan has a very closely divided state where it's often very close to 50% for both parties, for Congress and the state legislature. Republicans have held the majority of seats for a while. What Republicans have been arguing in the current redistricting case that's in court is that Democrats have a geographic problem. It's where they live. They're in larger cities. In the case of Kalamazoo, perhaps not a larger city, but a college town. And so people tend to live closer together. I guess the question gets to be, how does a redistricting commission try to get at that question of you know, where people live, and therefore, how do you draw the districts to represent them fairly?
I would say that Republican claim is partially true and partially not. And that's an example of starting with a true statement and then kind of spinning it out a little bit beyond where the facts would go. It is true that voters arrange themselves these days so that there's a tendency for urban voters and people in population centers to vote Democratic. And there's a tendency for voters who tend trend Republican to live in more sparsely populated areas. And so that does tend to build a little bit of advantage for Republicans.
Wong says that's a small advantage. And the Princeton report shows how maps can be drawn to favor Republicans, but also for a Democratic advantage.
And so you can get a wide range of outcomes with the exact same map without moving any people. The people stay in the same place, and then you move the lines around the people. And then, of course, in this report that the students and I prepared, there's also a map that shows partisan balance that's someplace in between. And the in-between map that we have is six Dems, six Republicans, and two toss-up seats. On net, what I would say is that Republicans have a point in saying that there's a population advantage for their side, but it's a small one. And that's not to be confused with a big advantage that comes from creative line drawing.
The report says that the current districts, by their nature, favor incumbents. I suppose just about every map favors incumbents because they're currently the ones that are in place. And so it recommends that the commission take a fresh look at these maps. And as we come up to this census, it's largely believed, and it's addressed in this report, that Michigan's going to lose a seat in Congress because the state's population is not kept up with other states. So will deciding how you reconfigure that congressional map maybe be one of the first major tests that this redistricting commission faces to see are they favoring incumbents, not favoring incumbents, and how the partisan balance is going to shake out?
Yeah, at the level of Congress, if current projections turn out to come true, then this commission will have no choice but to start somewhat from scratch because there will be one fewer district. It'll be like a game of musical chairs where one seat in Congress went away from Michigan's point of view. The law says that incumbents should not be favored, nor should they be disfavored. And one of the best ways to do that is to simply not take into account where the incumbents live and to not look at current lines when drawing the new lines. To some extent, that's a pretty good strategy. I think in actual fact, it's going to be hard to not think about the existing lines. But the law says that incumbents should not be given special treatment. And so that'll be the case for Congress. In the case of the state House and the state Senate, the number of seats there will stay the same. And so there could be quite a lot of pressure to take care of incumbents. But the commission has a mandate that's now part of the state constitution, which is to, as best they can, not take into account the desires of current legislators.
A link to the report from Princeton graduate students on Michigan's new redistricting commission can be found at WMUK.org. Sam Wong is a professor of neuroscience who studies how the brain works. In the extended version of our interview, Wong explains how that led to launching Princeton's gerrymandering project.
The kinds of big data tools that I apply to make sense out of the brain also turn out to be kind of useful when trying to understand something as complicated as drawing a fair map.
That's also available through the WMUK app and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple, iTunes, and Google. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.